Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask that we may love you, honor you, and serve you in everything, and we ask that we may follow the example of Saints Peter and Paul as we seek to do your will throughout the world. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. And of course, they were the great apostles to the Jews and the Gentiles respectively. And so they would go out, obviously, with their people and go out and preach the gospel. And St. Peter, of course, has the two letters in the New Testament, obviously 1 and 2 Peter. And St. Paul has several more. And then, of course, there's St. John and St. Jude, and then John of Patmos. But we look at those readings and we see those powerful teachings that they gave. But there's an interesting thing. I always like to remember this about Saints Peter and Paul. And what it is that they were in prison at the same time. Now, you may have heard the story before, but they were in prison at the same time. Now, I want you to look at this from this perspective. Here they are going out to preach the gospel, but it's not a popular thing. And one of the reasons why it wasn't popular is their preaching of this person named Jesus Christ, who Josephus called Christus. If you don't know who Josephus was, he was a historian, a Roman historian, not a Christian or a Jewish historian, but he was a Roman historian in the, I believe, the first century. And he was writing for the emperor, giving a little history. It might have been the second century. I think the first century. And I should know that off the top of my head, but I don't. So anyway, Josephus, and he spoke about this Christus that people were talking about. Now, obviously, he's coming from a Roman perspective. So anyway, Peter and Paul were out spreading the message of the gospel, and they're talking again about Jesus Christ. And they're teaching who he is, and they're coming with this whole new perspective. If you want to have an image of what that perspective sounds like, go to the prologue of John or the prologue of 1 John. Both are, they're not exactly the same, but they're similar. And both of them talk about this great, exciting truth that they have come upon, and they talk about eternal life, and they talk about Jesus. And so you find this powerful words that they would go out and preach to Jesus. But remember, they're trying to convert, in Peter's case, the Jews who aren't ready to hear, many of them, who aren't ready to hear of who Jesus is, and they aren't ready to accept him as the Messiah. And then Paul is going out to preach to the Gentiles who aren't ready to hear a whole different understanding of who this guy Jesus is, or a whole different comprehension of God. Remember, when he's speaking to the Gentiles, this is very clear in the Acts of the Apostles, when Paul is speaking to the Gentiles, he's speaking to a pagan polytheistic society, and he's coming out eventually to say, all those gods that you follow don't exist. Now, he doesn't say, you don't see that in Acts, but he's teaching a whole new understanding. And remember something. This is the issue where if you look up someone named Alexander the Coppersmith from the Acts of the Apostles, whenever anyone did that, whenever anyone stepped in and said, hey, just want to tell you, there's only one God, that really throws a lot of the government and the economy and the culture in a tizzy. It happened in Egypt, it happened with Socrates in Greece, and here it is happening with the Gentiles across the board, which ultimately, by the way, bears fruit. We can see that. But obviously, when you start doing that, it causes a kind of a revolution, an upheaval, culturally, economically, politically, in all ways, obviously religiously. And as I said, we've seen that before. So here they are preaching the word. People don't want to hear it. Other people do. They're going out and they're spreading the message. They're not spreading the message to whole thousands and thousands and thousands of crowds, because a lot of people are resistant to it. They're beginning with small communities, communities that actually began in houses. So they begin in small communities and understand it from this perspective. Remember when Jesus spoke to thousands, but he was Jewish speaking to Jews. So he in a sense, I don't mean this to, you know, in any negative context, obviously, but he kind of had an in. If you think of it, he was a Jew speaking to Jews. But now Peter and Paul are basically Christians speaking to Jews or Gentiles, both of them trying to get them to understand something new. My sister was a salesperson in medical supplies for decades. And her role is to teach people about the importance of what she sold. And she's great. She was great at it. She's retired now. She was great at it, did a wonderful job and everything else. But I used to look at that and say, I don't know if I would be able to, well, I know I wouldn't, be able to like say, well, instead of using their product, use our product, and here's the reason why. Well, put that on a religious perspective, and that's exactly what Peter and Paul are doing. They're saying, you know, this God you worship has sent his son, in the case of the Jews, or these gods you worship are not there, but there is this one God that is there. That's a whole different battle. And a lot of people, as we know, are resistant to it. So they end up in prison. And we're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We'll be right back right after this. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget, you can listen to our program on various podcasts. Subscribe, and also check out the program here and at CatholicAudioMedia.com on the radio, WEZE for this program, WROL for the other. And it's WEZERadio.com for this program and WROLradio.com for the other program, the afternoon program, and obviously CatholicAudioMedia.com. So check out all of that at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, here we are talking about this. So anyway, Peter and Paul end up in prison. And you can see that prison in Rome. And the prison, I know if you haven't heard this story before, I've talked about it before, because such a fascinating thing. It's not too far from the Colosseum, which, by the way, you recognize. If you've never been to Rome and never seen the Colosseum, but you've been to Cambridge or Boston and seen the Harvard Colosseum, you just look for the thing that's a heck of a lot older that looks like the Harvard Colosseum. That's the Colosseum. It's amazing that Harvard designed it almost identical. So anyway, there is the prison. It's near the Colosseum, and the prison would look out over the Forum, which would be, if you think of, you know, Washington, D.C., because that would be the center of the Roman Empire. So you'd think of Washington, D.C., you'd think of the Mall, you'd think of the Reflecting Pool, maybe the Capitol Building, you know, so you'd think of that whole area. But this was the center of Rome, which, according to the people at the time, was going to be with us for all eternity. This was the great, powerful empire of Rome. And of course, we look back at that and say, no, that didn't happen. But here, Peter and Paul were putting their trust in the Lord. They're spreading the message under great resistance, so much so, the two of them end up in Rome. The two of them end up executed in Rome soon after that. And as they're looking out over the Forum and seeing this great, powerful, and of course, people are probably laughing at them saying, ah, ha, ha, you know, you're God doesn't mean anything to our gods, and your God has no future, but we are here around the great power of Rome, which will be here forever. And when you see that, you'll notice the Forum is the ruins of Forum, the Forum, which I'm sure you've seen on the internet somewhere, or you've seen in pictures or whatever. If you haven't been there yourself, if you can, just look it up on the internet. They're ruins. And that you can see that at one time there was this great majestic power of Rome, but it's not there anymore. And the reason is because the Roman Empire, it was not this everlasting empire. The Roman Empire eventually fell to others. And also there was the Christian reality coming in. So you can see that powerful truth, and yet they would have had faith in the God who, according to everyone else at the time, is not the God to have any faith in, because the other gods protect the great power of Rome, and Rome is going to be here forever. And if you see that scene, even if you can see it on the internet, it's just a fascinating scene to realize that they understood. You can see that in their writings. They understood that Rome was not going to be around forever. They understood that they did have their faith in God, who is eternal, and they understood that what they, I'm sure they may have even seen in a mystical experience what we can see now. They understood that Rome was not permanent, but their God was, and our God is. And it's a powerful message when you see that. And so it's something to think about today on this solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, which is a great, powerful solemnity that we celebrate today. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.